Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I'm joined now by Dr. Fundile Nyati, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Proactive Health Solutions. Doctor, a very, very good morning to you.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners.
So, Doctor, I have the most controversial question to ask of you, and it's a question which I've seen asked previously. We haven't quite seen the clear answers. There's an oath, of course, that gets taken. And most importantly, people do get taken to the emergency room. So I'm not sure how this question can actually be answered. And the question is, should doctors refuse to treat unvaccinated patients? What are your views, doctor?
Well, I think it's not an easy yes or no kind of situation. It's a very complex professional and ethical kind of issue. But in general, doctors cannot refuse to see a patient or to discriminate against a patient on the basis of that patient's, infection status or even vaccination status. So really that is the view, but obviously there are a number of issues that one needs to look at.
Obviously the one issue we need to look at is self-preservation. A doctor also has the right to life. Just like it's constitutionally enshrined for every other citizen in the country, our doctors are citizens. They have the right to life. They have the right not to put themselves at unnecessary risk. But then of course you've got the Hippocratic Oath, so you have to weigh the two up against each other.
Yeah, well, I think let's start by saying, one, no one forced somebody to take up a profession of medicine, all right? It's a voluntary choice. Somebody went and chose that profession and studied and passed and then, took the Hippocratic Oath, all right? And by choosing to become a doctor, there are inherent risks that go with that profession. And that is one of those is the risk of being infected in the course of doing your work. Just like a soldier, chooses to become a soldier and there's a risk of possible death in combat. Firefighters, it's the same thing. So you can't say now, well, because that inherent risk that is, that I've always known about is now before me, therefore I now want to step back. We have a duty to actually make sure that we treat people. But let me just maybe focus on one thing. There is something that is called, universal precaution, meaning you assume as a doctor that the person you're going to see is going to infect you. So you take all the necessary precautions so that in the event that that person, is infectious, then you don't get infected. So refusing to see a patient is not a solution. Taking adequate precautions to prevent yourself, from being infected is what you should be doing. During the time of HIV and AIDS, there were doctors who were reluctant to see patients who are HIV positive because they were worried about what we call needle stick injury. But again, you could not do that because rather you take precautions, double glove, and do everything else to prevent you from getting infected. So it is not right for a doctor to then refuse. But also, even if somebody is vaccinated, we know that the vaccine does not completely eliminate your possibility of being, infected or being infectious. And therefore, it serves no purpose to just, say, well, vaccinated or unvaccinated, because you could be vaccinated and still be infectious. And therefore, what's important is to, adopt the universal precautions. If the issue is an emergency, once again, we live in a country where there is a constitution, and Section 27.1 of that constitution is access to health care for everybody. 27.3, it talks specifically around access to timely medical care in the event of an emergency. So as a doctor, you cannot not provide emergency care to your patient just because of their vaccination status. But also, I think there's Section 11 around the right to life, which we also talked about. Once again, one needs to look at those, the the ethical obligations of doctors, you know, as human beings, moral duties of doctors as licensed professionals, but also duties in terms of the facilities that they work from. Like if you work for a particular hospital, you could be forced to do certain things. But also legal obligations, you know, both common law and also actually National Health Act. So all of those things, none of them actually allow for a doctor to decide. We are not in the business of blaming and punishing patients as doctors. We are not in the business of discriminating. We are in the business of saving lives. And if you are worried about you getting infected, you have enough PPEs and other methods that you could use to prevent getting infected rather than actually act in an unethical and unprofessional manner.
Doctor, that was a very straight answer, very clear, very concise to what is otherwise a very controversial question. To that, I thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
That was Dr. Fundile Inyati, Chief Executive Officer of Proactive Health Solutions, answering the question, should doctors refuse to treat unvaccinated patients? And I must say, it was very, very clear and concise. Yes, they should. They took the Hippocratic Oath.